thinking of the transportation plans for a downtown mini-hub and the Allendale Transit Mobility Hub in Barrie, it's hard to imagine the unassuming storefront at 73 Collier Street, which was next to the old fire hall, was once a transportation hub itself. But that's where the Barrie bus terminal was located for a period of time. The parcel of land, upon which this commercial building would be constructed, was first leased by the Crown to James Shannon in 1845. By around 1905, hardware, miscellaneous goods and secondhand items were being sold from that block. In 1929, Grey Coach was providing service from Barrie to Toronto four times a day at $1.95 for one-way or $3.50 for a round-trip. The bus line operated out of the Clarkson Hotel before moving up to Collier Street in 1942. In 1948, Grey Coach Lines was promoting excursions from the Barrie bus terminal in a big way. Round trip to Halifax would cost $57.80 and a trip out west to Calgary was $79.50. Closer to home, in 1949, every Wednesday and Sunday, for $4.65 return, $2.45 for kids, you could enjoy a 100-mile cruise of the Muskoka Lakes. Your ticket included a bus ride right to the dock and steamer fare. Yes, the comings and goings of bus travel occurred right there on Collier Street with enormous coaches dominating the downtown street. Predictably, traffic and congestion on Collier Street became an issue, sparking Grey Coach Lines to buy a former organ factory at the bottom of Maple Avenue as the site for its new bus terminal. The new location was opened in 1956 by Mayor Eldon Greer, who was also in the bus business, operating his municipal bus service from their Penetang Street location. When Grey Coach moved out of Collier Street, Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 147 moved in. Prior to that, the Legion was located over Robertson's Drugstore at Dunlop and Owen Streets. Other businesses would follow in that block. Paradise Health Spa and who could forget Jerry's Radio and TV, which had moved from its previous location farther down Collier Street. Fast forward to today's occupants of this historic building, Groovy Tuesdays and the Tooth Corner. The new bus terminal, located at 15 Maple Avenue, was eventually demolished and condos built on the site. The current bus terminal was built across the street.